I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you and just your presence. You know everything about me. You know all my secrets, all my flaws, all my shortcomings, and yet you show up for me every day. Both of you, like, you have encouraged my faith. Yeah. I've never, like, watching you guys love God, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Hey, you guys, welcome to In Totality, a place where we celebrate authenticity and openness. We're here for those who are willing to explore, those who embrace imperfections, and for those with open hearts and minds. I'm excited to embark on this journey with you, and while I can't predict every twist and turn, I'm certain that God will be by our side with every step of obedience. Welcome to In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley. What's up, guys? Welcome back to In Totality. I'm your host, Megan Ashley, and I'm here kicking it with Jay and Jordan, the podcast you guys have all been asking for. This is headquarters. Here we go.
This is unbelievable.
Jay feels pissed. He's probably mad as he's on the camera, but welcome, guys.
Hey, glad to be here. Appreciate you.
This is what's crazy is that these are the two people who run my life. These are actually my bosses. Isn't that right, Jordan?
That's right.
Jordan runs my entire life. Jay tells me where to go and what angle we're shooting from and what to say. And these are the people who, in all seriousness, have been my support. Support is like an understatement, I feel like. Just my right hand, my left hand, my spine, my brain, my eyes, my ears. They have been just my help. And I'm just so thankful for the two of you. You guys are my besties and the two people that just mean the most to me. And I'm so excited you guys are on the pod. I know you guys hate this, but thanks for coming.
Well, that means a lot. And that you are just as appreciated for sure.
Thanks.
You know, I'm glad to be a part of the journey.
Yeah. Jordan. Jordan's like, I'm here, but.
I like being on a docuseries.
It's different. Yeah. It's different than the podcast. Podcast feels more like, I don't want this episode to feel like that. I really want people, because so many people ask about our relationship and our dynamic and, you know, I feel like when people see me, they see you guys, you know, like I'm not, if you see me, you're going to see Jordan and Jay. If you see Jay and Jordan, you're probably going to see me. And that's just how we are. We really are like a family, like in real, like in the real way, not in the way that everybody says they are.
That's true.
Definitely.
On social media.
Blood couldn't make us any closer.
I mean.
Yeah. I mean, we're closer than some blood because, I mean.
We know each other in ways that, like,
yeah,
I don't know. And maybe we should start from kind of
the beginning
of how we kind of got here. So I really got to know both of you guys at the same time, in different spaces, but all the
same.
Around
same
the same
era.
Same era.
It was an era.
For sure, era. For sure, same era. We definitely got to know each other in the same era. So, and Jay and I spent a lot of time traveling.
Yep.
And supporting somebody else and in their journey and their business. And, you know, we were like support team in different ways. Jay and the camera and me doing administrative stuff and just helping out in ways that I could. And Jay and I got to spend some time together just in different cities and just like walking the streets and sitting on steps and sitting on stoops and just talking about life. And we got to know each other really well during that time. And then Jordan and I met and she was just like this little baby. Like that's what we called her, Baby Jordan. That was her name, Baby Jordan. And she was just this little baby that, you know, she was bad, but she was so sweet.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And then in 2021, Jordan became, our nanny and
Yeah. I really hate nanny.
I know. Because you you're say not
babysitter or.
But I mean, it is.
Nanny just reminds me of a maid.
Well, I don't mean it like in that nanny. Way. But it's like, I feel like a babysitter, I feel like a nanny is more prestige.
I know. That's what a lot of people say when they feel like, why do you hate nanny? And it's just like, it. And I think it's because my best friend, she used to call her grandma nanny. And it was, she wasn't her real granny. She was so it was like, I don't like that. But yeah, I'm her nanny.
Kinda. And the reason why I hate saying it that way, because Jordan, I always say, is like my kid. She's mm-hmm. like my oldest kid. And the reason being is because at the time that Jordan came into my life and the way that we were close, I was married mm-hmm. and Jordan still was in her kind of, not, is it adolescence? But that would be that. Yes. Yeah, she was yeah. still in her adolescence. So there was still a lot of like little girl in her, you know what I mean? And so when you put her and Eli next to each other, they look the same age.
Especially now. It hurts me so bad. Like, I remember when Eli was.
Yeah.
And that's just crazy.
And now he's tall as Jay almost.
Mm-hmm. And even this is a season because eventually he's going to look older than you be taller than you.
Yeah.
Much taller.
And it's not hard to look older than Jordan though.
Yeah,
it's a face that doesn't age. Jordan is going to be 80 years old looking like this. She's not ever going to age.
You think so? I'd be scared about like sagginess.
You're never going to have
to. And I was, when we were at Sephora or Ulta or something somewhere, and I was looking at like the collagen mask because I'm like, and then when I heard you and Brandy on the phone talking yesterday, I was like, oh my goodness. I don't even have a skincare routine. So
you don't need it.
But she said she didn't have one either. And then at 30.
We'll make sure your skin Ooh. Stays tight, but I don't think
you're going to worry about that. So my neck don't.
Too soon. Too soon.
You got to start.
Tell them about how we met. What's your, before we get into questions, because we have some questions for you guys to answer. Yes. But I don't know. Tell you how we met and how do we end up here? The three amigos.
The three amigos. Well, it definitely started on the road for sure. We met out in LA.
Yeah.
Y'all too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
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 Me and Jay.
I was working behind the camera, and outside of those times when the camera was put down, we connected, you know, and real recognized real. I think I remember our first conversation being in the truck, and we were just kind of connecting over you having a son with autism. Mm-hmm. And I let you know I had a brother who has autism. Mm-hmm. And from there, we were just sharing experiences, and then it led into faith and what we believe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the journey just went from state to state. It crossed.
Yeah.
It crossed country borders. You know, we went to different continents together, and, you know, the bond just constantly grew. And one thing that remained consistent was just who we are to each other.
Yeah.
You know, that I can definitely say from the outside looking in, you've been authentic to who you are. And I've made the effort to be authentic to who I am.
Yeah.
And, we mesh.
Yeah.
It's a really a divine orchestration and kind of crossing of paths for sure.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Because otherwise I don't know how else we would cross paths.
Right. And it gives perspective. It makes you feel thankful in that other era, you know, mm-hmm. even with any of the pain that comes with that era, mm-hmm. it makes you be thankful because we wouldn't have known each other had we not, you know, all met from a mutual place.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and so I'll always have gratitude for that, because had I not experienced that era, I wouldn't have two of the most important people in my life. Like, I just, so that will make it all worth it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It makes it all worth it. But what I love is that you guys also, like, Jay and I had a bond, Jordan and I created a bond, but we were never all three a bond together until last year. But you guys also had a bond.
Like, for
you
sure.
guys spent a lot of time with each other.
For sure.
From, I can't say specifically when me and Jay first, like, but we were like
probably 2020.
Yeah, because it was at the Icon.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember, well, yeah, it was 2020, because the one time I do remember was when it was like 2 a.m. and you showed me the BTS footage of the baby. Mm-hmm. And we were just up watching it, and I think it was finished or whatever. And I was just up with him. It was me and him. We were the only two. And we were just chit-chatting, doing what we usually do. And I just think it was always that big brother, little sister bond. Yeah. Sure. Like, we just always... Even when Jay, he left the team for a little bit, I see him out at the club with Tyler. I was like, oh my gosh, Jay. And I gave him the biggest hug. And I was like, that's really big dog.
Still doing what I was doing.
You know? Like, it never changed. Like, I was always watching him edit, always taking his camera. He was always taking, like, when he had his film camera back then, it would be like pictures of me, Chris and Imani. Like, it was just very... Our relationship that we have today has not changed since 2020.
Yeah.
It's always been the same.
Yeah. I love that. And I love that, like, the bonds that we created individually when God brought us all together last year, when I was going through the worst year of my life, pretty much. I just remember it was obviously in May when I moved out and moved here. And people don't understand, like, it was me and Jordan packing up that house ourselves. Just me and Jordan. That was like
big house. Like, and I mean, it's three boys. So that's three different rooms with three different beds, three different closets, three different dressers, three TVs.
The basement, the living room, the office, the bed. I mean, it was just me
and Jordan. And I'm not exaggerating. It's just me and Megan.
Like, no exaggeration. And I remember texting Jay asking if he could help. Because we were like, we're going to get a truck. Literally, y'all don't understand. Jordan and I felt like we could do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we did. I mean, there were so many pieces of furniture that it was just me and her carrying it down the steps. And, you know, loading it up on the truck. And I think
dressers, beds. Dressers. Couches. You name it. We did it.
Two of us, and that was it.
All right, guys, before we continue with this episode, I want to let you know that there is a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There's a power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room to create demand for another Black-led brand. Black founders and products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart. For example, brands like the Lip Bar and Scotch Porter Beard Balm. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. All right, guys, back to the show.
All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota Nudge via $10,000 in microgrants. We get to find out what happens after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from the founders and leaders like Polana Lamonier from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propelled them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, back to the show. And I remember texting Jay and I'm like, hey, like, can you come help just to unload this stuff? Like, it would just be helpful. And I remember Jay was like, no hesitation. Like, yes, there's just certain times. I remember you saying to me, there's just certain times that you just show up for people. No questions asked. You said the day you move.
And birthdays.
You said those are days you just show up for people and you don't ask any questions, you just show up. And Jay came over here
and showed up
and ain't left since. He has been consistent in showing up. Yeah. And I just kind of want to take them through how we became this tight knit from May. Like, again, we had our individual relationships. We love each other. We were close. But we weren't as close as we are now. I mean, for sure. We bonded.
And I prayed on this before because I felt like it was coming, like podcast or docuseries or something. I was going to be on here and happen to explain like our relationship. But I feel like when people see me and you, they just see like, oh, they have like a cute relationship and they think they know like where it came from, blah, blah, blah. Like, yes, I did meet you from that era. But I really do think that my purpose for being in your life is Caleb. Like, mm-hmm. God orchestrated Caleb and he orchestrated me.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that I was going to school for occupational therapy before I even met Caleb, it's
crazy.
That is crazy to me.
And you and Caleb have such a tight bond. And I think people like, and I explained this to Jordan when she started taking care of Caleb. And a lot of people may not understand or maybe may not even agree, but I know my child and I know how my child responds. When it comes to a caregiver, and especially a new one. So Caleb had me, his father, and then he had a nanny that he had mm-hmm. his entire life, right? Mm. And then when I had to fire that last nanny, mm-hmm. that was going to be a massive change for Caleb.
Yeah,
a massive change. 8 years of his life with one person.
Mm-hmm.
And we know everyone doesn't get it, but Jay gets it because he also has a brother who has the autism. You know that change for them can be detrimental
Absolutely.
To their progress.
Absolutely.
They can severely regress when there is any little change. It could be as little as like, you know, one day of a schedule change being off mm-hmm. and it can really disturb their progress.
Absolutely.
Like they can regress. That's mm-hmm. a real thing. And so I knew that I was going to have to introduce Caleb to someone. And I know because at the time where we had to get rid of that nanny, I knew I was still busy. Mm-hmm. I knew I was still working. I knew that I still had to continue to do what I was doing, mm-hmm. right? And so I knew that this next person that Caleb is going to be responsible to, I'm going to have to force this trust quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to Caleb, because of his diagnosis, I believe that when it comes to children like Caleb, I have to almost remove myself to an extent so that she can have the trust,
mm-hmm.
so that he can have the trust in her that I need him to have so that she can get him to do the things that he needs to do.
He mm-hmm. has to trust her,
independent mm-hmm. of me.
For sure.
And that is, and I don't think people understand, but like, and it's not easy for me
mm-hmm.
to be so hands off in certain ways.
Yeah.
It's not like having to be like, mm-hmm. what did Jordan say?
But even with me, I'm like, that's your mama. Like, if you can have the cookie, if she say,
I respect like her position in his life. Even if Caleb did come to me and was mm-hmm. like, I want a cookie, I'm going to be like, did you ask Jordan? Because that's the person that you mm-hmm. were last, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the person who's
it's the chain of command. When it comes
the chain of command. Yeah, honestly, like during the day when I'm working and she's getting them from school and doing those things, mm-hmm. the chain of command, obviously, I have ultimate say
for sure.
But out of respect for their and for that relationship mm-hmm. and her position, what did Jordan say?
Mm-hmm.
Did Jordan say you could have that? And I just love how like hands on you are with him. And I think it's just necessary. Like you have been
chain of command.
Oh, I believe that your relationship with Caleb and you being his life has benefited him greatly beyond anybody else who has ever been in his life. Any teacher, any therapist,
thanks.
You have literally, and I'm not going to start crying because that would be ridiculous, but you have literally, been the biggest benefit to his life.
Mm.
I mean, that kid, like, I didn't think Caleb would ever get potty trained, you know?
Yeah.
And when you're a parent with a child with special needs, those are things, certain milestones you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't know if they're ever.
Yeah, for sure.
It's relatable. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
That's still a work in progress with my brother.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I just, you know, Jordan, she took that on and was like, you know, I can do that. Like, he can do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I can get him to go to, like, I can, yeah. Caleb can do this. And she got him potty trained within, like,
it was four months.
Nice. She, I mean,
wow.
From the moment she was like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to, he's going to, you know,
wear underwear
yeah. and anything that she said, I said, okay. Like, if she said this, because she was the one taking the responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, like, how dare I try to come in and not, you know?
And it was just like, I know what's going on. Like, I don't have kids. I'm only in school. I'm living with you. I don't have anything on my plate right now where I just feel like that's the least you can do. Like, yes, you can spend 24/7 with Caleb because you don't have any other responsibilities. You don't have to provide. You don't have to feed. You don't have to put money on the table or in somebody else's hands.
Yeah.
You really just have to make sure these kids are alive. So do something.
Yeah. That. And you did. And I will never, like, I will never be able to thank you enough for what you do for him. It's not even what you did, what you do for him. And what I appreciate though is that your style is very similar to mine, which I was so thankful for, that we're both very mm-hmm. much like, Caleb,
there's nothing
stop
wrong. Yeah, for sure.
You're fine, you can do this. Mm-hmm. And Jay laughs all the time because Jay be feeling bad for everybody.
For everybody.
Jay feels bad for everybody. Soho, Jonah,
for sure, Caleb,
Eli. He feels bad for everybody because me and Jordan be like, bro, you are fine. You can do this.
Especially Caleb. Yo, we not finna sit here and play that. We're not gonna do that.
Okay.
And I think I laugh because I see Caleb laugh while he does what y'all are trying to get him to do. Where it's like, he's playing with y'all.
He's sure. playing with us. Mm-hmm. He's playing with us. Caleb is an interesting character. Like, we really just need to have a camera on him at all times because he is just a special, special human. You'll sure. learn a lot. I think we both, mm-hmm. we all three of us have learned so much. From, I know you've learned so much from your brother, mm-hmm. and it's taught you so many lessons because you were basically his caregiver too. Like Absolutely. What Jordan is doing for Caleb, yep. that's what you did for mm-hmm. your brother.
Yep. Starting in ninth grade, mm-hmm. all through high school. I think I ran track. That was like my first after school activity I did. I did that for like maybe 9 weeks. And then after that, it was, we need you to come home and take care of your brother after school. And no hesitation, I did it.
And it taught you what?
Two very crucial and critical things that I live my life by to this day, which is patience and perseverance. And how the little things don't really matter. You know,
yeah.
the little things don't have to be magnitude. You know, if mm-hmm. you know, maybe there's something that it's taking a little bit longer for him to understand or mm-hmm. get, that's fine mm-hmm. because you're going to get there.
Yeah.
And your finish line is already written out for you.
Yeah.
However long it takes you to get there, that's your journey. That's your yeah. walk. And I walk with you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Jay is, Jordan and I laugh all the time because we're like, Jay is the greatest man we have ever known.
For sure.
He is the most patient, the most loving, the most like
considerate
human being. And then in the same breath, we'll be like, but he is Jay.
He is
it really is this like brother sister relate, like the bond yeah. that we have is so crazy. Because it's like we will be so annoyed with Jay, but let a woman mm-hmm. come into his life and play around. I swear, the quickest way to get me out of character would be to mess with one of them. Talk about a bready go-to meal you don't eat as often as you like because of bread guilt or health concerns or carb fear mongering. Listen, I know carb fear is real. But have you ever noticed that carb-heavy foods are often the ones that we love the most? Hero Bread makes these same delicious favorite free of consequence or compromise. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugars, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber.
Some of my favorites are the Hero Seeded Bread and the Hero Flour Tortillas for BLT. Savory breakfast burritos are mouth-watering cheeseburgers. With 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, high in fiber, this bread is delicious and has a great texture, guys. The seeds are flavorful and the crust is tasty as well. There's something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, and buns. With Hero Bread, you don't have to give up your love for bread. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your orders. So go to hero.co and use code TOTALITY at your checkout. That's TOTALITY at HERO.CO. All right, guys, back to the show. You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show.
Like, and especially like with Jay, I just feel, I don't know, I feel like we have to be like protective because he's so sweet and nice.
And like, it could be used.
Yes.
Yeah, it has been.
Don't pause and
look at this. This isn't my first rodeo.
Okay, so tell everybody kind of y'all's experience from May to now. How did we get this close and all of the things? Or what has this experience been like? Maybe not even the why and how, because that's, it is what it is. But what has this been, what has this been like for you guys in the last, I mean, we're coming up on a year.
Jordan. I know. I was raised.
I feel like this is about to be the car scene. I'm so scared.
It's not. My mom, shout out to Nina.
Shout out to Nina.
That's Megan's baby mama.
That is.
Because that's my mom.
We share custody.
But super them cool. Two, they know how to parent. But she didn't raise me this way. I just seen her serve and always be loyal. Mm-hmm. Like, you're loyal to the people you love. And that's always been my position. Like, I'm going to stand 10 toes down behind you until something happened. But I don't know. When I see the underdogs go through stuff, and this in May, Megan was going through a lot, like with the divorce and then just starting a podcast. But I knew how it was in the home. So it was like, I'm excited for the podcast because it's like, yeah, she's breaking out. It's doing good. It's doing good. And then when everything happened, it was just like, I can't believe this. But I couldn't believe it. But to me, I'm like, oh, okay, like it's a no-brainer. She still got me. So like, I'm still here. So we finna just, you know, thug it out. We finna move the house. We finna get our own cameras. We finna.
The show goes on pretty much.
I'll tell you, there would not be an In Totality if these two people were not sitting right here. And and this one in the corner. That's
for
not
sure.
Okay.
Kudos. Brent, kudos. I'll be here and I'll be like, I don't know how. I thought I could do what you do. Don't even know where to go to get it. So. I am so grateful for
you. So grateful. So grateful. If it wasn't for the three of y'all, I would not have this podcast, that's for sure. But anyway.
But my journey with God, it really, this was the peaking. it didn't have anything to do with me, but what you went through, I feel like it really helped with, because I get mad for people. So like, and I act on my madness for people. So to read the Beta Satan, that was
game changer.
That was the first thing I think we did after we moved. Like, we read every that. Day. And that was the first book I've completed since high school. Well, high school wasn't that long ago. But like, really read and understood. It was the Beta Satan. So just to know how to really honor God now, it's like, it really was all worth it. Like, I'm very, 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 very grateful. It's still a work in progress, but I wouldn't change it for nothing. Because
we got so close to God. Yeah, we got so close to God that during that time. Mm-hmm. Like, really crucifying our flesh. And then, and so we're reading Beta Satan, watching The Chosen. Mm-hmm. And Jay still is coming over, you know, every now and then helping us with stuff. Yeah, and
putting together stuff.
He's like, wait, what y'all doing? Like, one, I don't remember what it was, but I feel like one day you were like, what y'all doing? And we told you about Beta Satan. Mm-hmm. So we got you the book. And then you started reading it. Then we started having these devotionals in my office every day. Mm-hmm. Literally every day.
Daily.
Mm-hmm. Daily devotionals every day. Yeah. We were in my office and we would be in there for like hours just talking about God and what we were learning and, you know, what happened in this chapter. Mm-hmm. And can you believe, I mean, and we would just be.
It's almost as if time didn't exist during devotion time.
Well, because it didn't. Because we didn't have nothing to do.
Yeah, and it was the summertime. So it was like, there is no stopping. Like, the boys are already here or they're either with their dad. So it's like.
We really had all day to just. Do you guys remember that day that we were in the office and I was pulling out paper and we were trying to.
The 360 and the 180.
The 360 and the 180.
Oh, and the.
And the heartbeat. The heartbeat. Yes. And I just remember looking up and I was like, we are crazy.
Yeah, we were.
But I was like, I could do this all day, every day. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so, like, in that moment, and I can still feel how it felt in that moment in real time, like how good it felt to just
the 360, 180, because we all, it was like three different visuals, but we was, that was really good to get, like, get all that off our mind.
Yes, we were all on the same page. And that just felt so good. Yeah. And from there, I think literally from that day, we just didn't look back on really committing to coming together daily and talking about the things of the Lord and praying. And like, and I just watched all of us, because me too, I watched all of us grow and develop and change like right before.
No, you for sure though. Like, seeing you change from house to house, like your personality, well, not your personality, but just the way you respond. It's like, that was a motivation for me to like check myself too. Cause it's like, we're serving the same guy. So if he can change and hurt, come on now, Jordan, you can't have an attitude. Cause it was like, I remember just how you were at the old house and like just seeing you respond and really
the bullet.
That's crazy. Diesel. It's like, not if I was in your shoes, I'm not, but I'm just grateful that I get to be on the side. Because there's, me and God would have to have a lot of talks often after the fact.
Yeah. But I think that you guys were a mercy and grace because it kept me in the right heart posture because I knew I had people that were looking at me and there were people that I was trying to help go towards the direction of God. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm trying to help lead y'all to that direction, I have to be mindful of how I'm responding. I have to be mindful because we were experiencing things together. So as I'm experiencing y'all were also experiencing things on your own.
Absolutely.
And so I hate the leader in that way, but I believe y'all were looking at how I was responding to things
For sure.
And it mattered. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For sure. And it gave license and permission in ways on how you could respond to things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I hold that, I take responsibility yeah. for that in a real way. And I think that, but it was a mercy because it kept me in the right heart posture mm-hmm. because I knew I had people looking at me.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. not only were we looking at you, but I think more than that, we see you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We see each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We truly see each other. For I think sure. there's a difference between just looking at somebody and seeing them.
Yeah.
And I think we see each other.
Yeah.
So.
And you guys were always, you know, there to, for me to be able to express myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they gave me permission
yeah.
to be upset and gave me permission to cry and mm-hmm. gave me permission to, you know, I think back on when we were in Ohio and we all had gotten into that argument. The three of us had gotten into an argument in Ohio. And I was so vulnerable in that moment. I was like, I'm just human. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I don't know, and you guys were like, it's okay. Like, you're right. And it's all right. We're all human. We got it. And like, I don't know. Yeah. We were just, and this is where we decided that we were Consideration Nation mm-hmm. because we all were really considering each other and like dealing with conflict the right way, even like with God. Yes.
Absolutely.
With God at the center of it. And I just felt like that, like, you guys have taught me so much about real friendship and mm. real relationship with God at the center. Mm-hmm. Like, and y'all, we go at it with each other. Like, we be going at sure. it. And especially these two go at it probably more than anybody, which is surprising.
Jay's gonna say I don't think Jay thinks that we go at it, but we go at it
not more than y'all.
It's just different.
It's just more serious.
It's different.
Like what?
Because Jay asked this question yesterday. He was like, even we first start and she's already out the door, already going to bed. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you think that we're being serious or, yeah, I don't know what it is. But I feel like me and your arguments are more, nah. It's nothing joking about this. Me and Jay, it's like.
And I think it's kind of like it comes off, it could be kind of catty. Compared to like if we're going at it, it's just kind of like a tennis match, if you will.
It is a tennis match. It's a tennis
and we're
match.
Both serving it up.
And I'm like, yo, they will go at it. It'd be like, well, da 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 da, well, da 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 da, and da 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 da, and I'm literally sitting here like, well, Jay,
I'm trying
so hard to stop this tennis match, and they'll just be like, bing, 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 mm-hmm. bing, bing, but. But what I love, though, is that it never comes to a point where there's an offense. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, there is. And I think we had this conversation not that long ago when I was like, guys, I think we're at a place where it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to offend each other.
Yeah.
And I was if the last we do. Yeah, that was the last.
For sure, I can own it. I said, I know my role already.
I can own it.
It's like. It's okay. If yeah. you got something to say, say it. Like, you're not. But I just love that we were able to, like, I don't think we would be able to get to this had we not individually just went for God mm-hmm. in the way that we did. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And doing it together.
In unison.
Holding each other accountable. Did you read today's devotional? Did you read like mm-hmm. what? Now Jay has surpassed us in books. I don't know how that happened.
He read Love and Driven by Eternity BTW already. So the next two books that we're doing, Jay won't be a part.
I will spin the block.
And no, there's another okay. book that he read too. He's probably read like two other books since then.
Oh yeah, the ones that Preston gave him, but he didn't give them to us, so it don't count.
But still. Why are you ahead that much?
I've had a love for reading for a long time. And I don't know how else to put it. I've loved books since I was a little child. And like, I think.
But takes forever to watch The Chosen. It took you 7 months to watch one season.
One episode.
Okay. Well, I didn't say that. She did. I didn't say that.
And those two things are true. I love books, and it took me a long time to watch that show. You're right. Two things can be true. So
yeah, hopefully it won't take you long to. Well, no, we're watching it together, so it should be mm-hmm. fine.
Yeah, it should. You're be all fine. Caught up.
Okay, so Patreon has some questions for you guys. If you guys are ready to answer some questions,
let's see.
What are your favorite things about each other?
Family Feud. Come on, Nguyen.
Go for it. Sure. Like, there's no buzzer. Go ahead, since you was quick to now quick you got to answer.
Favorite thing?
What's your favorite thing about each other?
My favorite thing about Jay is his patience and how he does it. Almost like patience isn't a thing. Because yesterday, I went to the gas station. I asked him to take me to the gas station, but he was just going to go get some food. And he said the Waffle House was taking too long, so he was going to get Wendy's. So I was like, why are you going to get Wendy's? Like, just wait for the Waffle House. But he knows how impatient mm-hmm. I am, and I don't like waiting. And it's like, gas station, I really just want to go home. But I was thinking that, but it's like, Jordan.
Let him get his Waffle House.
Right. So he was like, you don't want to be waiting a long time or whatever. And I was like, I got in your car. And he was like, you right. And I was just like, wow. But the fact that you really, because...
He's considered.
I really wanted you to get Wendy's, but that would have been rude of me. But just the fact that he thought of that, it was yeah, like, and he didn't make it seem like, I know you want to get home. He was just like, I'll get Wendy's. I just know Jay. So it's like, why would you want to get Wendy's all the time?
He said, do you always switch up what you want to eat on the way there?
I was like, you always switch what you want to eat? He was like, no. Nah. But that's my favorite thing about Jay. My favorite thing about Megan.
Thanks, Jordan.
You're welcome. I would say I like the way you dress physically. I'll give you that credit.
That's your favorite thing about me.
I said physically. Let me get to the internal
part. You like the way I dress. I appreciate that. You mean I influence your style?
I didn't say that.
Okay. But do I influence your style?
It's one of my favorite things about you, the way you dress.
But do I influence your style?
The last post on my Instagram, yes, was influenced by Megan.
It was styled by Megan. So let's be clear about that.
I like your...
That's tennis if I've ever seen it.
It's a lot. Like, I don't really know how to put it all into one. I like your relationship with God. I like your curiosity and how you go about actually learning and finding out like what you want to know. I like how you express yourself in conversations. I won't say arguments, but I really like how like
no, you don't.
You stand on it. Yeah, it. I mean, until it's me. But like when you be on the phone or like when you really be going out, I'm like, wow, I wish I could do that. Like you don't be stuttering. Your voice don't tremble. You just. And you be making sense, like it's literally 2 + 2 = 4, +2 is, but another one I won't say.
What?
Like, I like when on the weekends when it's just me and you.
I know.
Spoil me.
It is. I do spoil her. It's my little baby, man. I'd spoil her. I'll spoil you all day.
Yeah, those are mine. Top three right now. I can't write a book, but I can write a lot.
Thanks.
You're Nuggie. Welcome.
Jay, what do you love about your sisters? We want to know.
Oh, you wrote it in my card.
I haven't read it yet. I'm still scared. I'm going to cry. I'm scared. I have to be emotionally prepared.
Jeez.
Oh, I didn't cry.
Jay got us Valentine's Day gifts. It was so sweet. Like, walked in with flowers, bears. Like.
It was so cute.
It was so sweet. Okay. Sorry.
Well, my favorite thing about Jordan is definitely how consistent you are as far as your care for somebody when you care. When you care for real.
Mm-hmm.
No matter the circumstances, where we're at in life, that won't change. So I guess that would be the loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the loyalty and where you place your care. And when you care, you definitely have the best interest of the other person at heart, no matter the delivery of whether that's correcting somebody, or you should do this differently, or I don't like when you do this. It is mm-hmm. not just for your
y'all own. Y'all probably have harder conversations than I think I have with y'all. Yes. I think y'all have harder conversations with each other than I have with y'all. Mm. I just want
100%.
Yeah. They hold each other accountable. I even think
that you have easier conversations with him than that you have with me.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. You got a good sense of humor. I would give you that. You got a good sense of humor. I would give
for
you
sure.
That.
For sure.
I love that.
My favorite thing about you, Megan, it's a lot of things I could list. It's the way that you consider others. And I guess that could go into the way that you love others, because I've seen you love different people in different ways. Mm-hmm. But that love is also very consistent, and it's definitely from the heart. It doesn't feel very at surface level at all. Mm-hmm. Like Jordan said, you're eloquent with your words for sure. You're definitely a great communicator. But also about, I think the way that you trust God is admirable and inspiring. Thanks. Inspires. I can't speak for anybody else, but inspires me on my walk with Christ for sure. And what more important relationship is there?
Yeah, you know, for sure.
Because he says, you know, if you love your mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. If you love your father, your brother, sister, whoever more than me, you're not worthy. So to inspire me to go harder in my walk with mm-hmm. the most important relationship, that's fire. That's easily my favorite thing about you mm-hmm. for sure.
I'll add that to mine. I love how easy you make it seem to, I feel like you can introduce anybody to God and really, I mean, they might not carry on with it, but you got that first impact for sure. And you gonna introduce them.
And I've literally seen you walk it out to where you align your life with the Word of God. And mm-hmm. Before we met, faith was a huge part of my life. I mm-hmm. feel like, you know, that's still a spiritual gift of mine that I have. But mm-hmm. I mean, to learn what it is to even like not only see the Bible as a sword to fight your spiritual battles, but to see somebody trying to show you how to pick it up mm-hmm. and sharpen it. Mm-hmm. It's priceless.
Yeah. That's priceless. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. I feel that way about you guys, like in the sense of you guys have encouraged. Well, I'll just say this first. What I love the most about Jay is that he is his patience and consideration. Like, I just don't know a person that is more patient and considerate. Like, you are so considerate. Like, if you look for ways that you can serve, you look for ways that you can help. Yeah. And I appreciate that about you. Yes. I love how you are, there's a family aspect that you have, that you're a family guy. Definitely. And I love the element that you've been able to bring into the house.
Love it.
With the boys and like taking on this position in their lives as another male influence. And I'll probably start crying again, but I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you mm-hmm. and just your presence in this home, in my life, you know. I would not have this podcast if it wasn't for the two of you. Like, if it wasn't for you guys in that office being mm-hmm. like, and Jay being like, when I say in, you say total. Like, if it wasn't for you doing those things and both of you, like, you have encouraged my faith. Mm. Both of you have. And Jordan, you are my ace, man. You are my right hand, my ace coon. You are my dog, my confidant. Like, you know mm-hmm. everything about me. You know all my secrets, all my flaws, all my shortcomings. And yet you show up for me every day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even when there's disagreement, even when there's, you know, misunderstandings mm-hmm. or just us being two women that are yeah, hormonal sure. and you know poor Jay has to deal with that all the time, but
I'm grateful, you know, for it.
He is, because he's so patient. But like how you have
how you have, you know, just loved me and how you've loved my kids, you know, and now you don't, you love them like your brothers and, you know, and the challenges that you've had to overcome because you're only child like me.
Yeah.
So coming into a house with living with three boys and having to share, you know, a space in sharing, you know, all of that, like you are the most loyal person I have ever, ever met.
Loyal to the soul.
I mean, I, and it's not, and it's not like she's blindly loyal or like.
Clearly.
Jordan. Okay, are you that one friend in the group that loves to treat yourself? It's okay. Honestly, we all do. You know, get a pedicure, opt for the extra 10-minute massage with the green tea-infused lotion, refuse to make coffee at home because the fancy coffee shop is right downstairs. Maybe you opt for extra legroom on the seat on the plane because your vacation starts right now. Well, if you treat yourself to the top options with everything else in life, then why settle when finding a doctor? It is your health after all. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. Don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for the ones that take your insurance, locate it near you, and treat almost every and any condition you're searching for. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not robots. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments, guys. You can find the doctor you want and book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. I use ZocDoc and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/totality and download the ZocDoc app for free and find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/totality. ZocDoc.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's not like she's blindly loyal. She's just, she has so much integrity for a 23-year-old. You know what I mean? Like Jay and I are in our 30s.
Yeah.
And Jordan is the youngest out of the three of us. And yet she has so much integrity and just so much, like, I have so much respect for you. And, you know, you guys are just like my favorite people. Like, I just don't, I could not imagine not having, like, y'all in my everyday. I just could not imagine it. Even when Jay, like, leaves and goes home, we're like,
sometimes I'll be like,
when are you coming back home?
Like, it just feels weird. Like, even when I go out and do stuff with my friends, like, if, like, the boys be asleep or if they're at their friend's, they're at their dad's house or, like, you're gone and I'm just here at the house by myself, I'm like, this is really, it feels weird. Like, it feels awkward. I feel alone. Or even when I am like with my actual family or if I go back home, I'm like, I'm really gonna
kick you with Jay. Kick you with Jay and George, like,
out here.
And I love that we have this place. Like, we're in this space where we just enjoy being here and what God is developing in us. You know what I mean? I think that it's just been like the most beautiful journey and experience. And again, watching you guys
fall in love with Jesus has been the most rewarding thing I have ever experienced outside of being a mom and having a mm-hmm. relationship with Christ myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never, like, watching you guys love God. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. When mm-hmm. I wake up and, or like I drop the kids off from school and I come back and like Jay's in here and he has his Bible open mm-hmm. and Jordan is in the living room and she's reading her devotional. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced. And I am so flawed in so many ways and have so many, you know, shortcomings, but to have you guys say, hey, you make me want to love God.
Mm-hmm. You did that for sure.
It's just something I just can't. Like, it's an honor.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Like, to make that introduction and to help fan the fire
mm-hmm.
yeah. and be like, keep going. Yes, for you're sure. on to something. Keep going. Yeah. Like, yes, tell me what you read in Romans today. Mm-hmm. Yes, tell me what James said. Tell me, like, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
I just appreciate you guys. And it's encouraged my faith. So.
And what you just said just reminded me of, I think we all went around the table one day on your birthday a few years back and we mm-hmm. had, you know, described you in one word and, or what word comes to mind when you think of Megan? And the word I came up with was divine. And I think that still stands, you know, because that God is at the root of it. Yeah. God is at the root of all your decisions, you know, like you consider him in all things and that's exactly what he asks of you. And mm-hmm. that it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this bond that we have as a trio, just how you talked about the beauty of it, the beauty of us becoming close with him. It's got his hand written all over it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, only he could paint a picture as beautiful only. As this one, you know,
only him.
So
I have a few more questions. Who they want to know, what does in totality mean to you guys?
Hmm.
What does this all mean to you guys?
I do have like a literal definition, like everything there is, like the good, the bad, the ups and downs. But when I think in totality, I really think about, even though you don't want it to just be about you, but I was here for the beginning. So I feel like in totality is your life in totality. Like, I don't think the people really understand, like they're really getting a new version of you, and it's like all of you and on multiple, like YouTube, Patreon, Instagram, ads, whatever,
yeah,
anywhere, like a conference now, a speaking engagement. It's like, this is Megan in totality. Like, this is literally everything. And the God part is really big with the in totality. I just feel like God and you, that is the in totality, because I mean, you're not making a move without him. And it's like
not
everything
one.
Y'all see her doing, it's literally because God is working it all out into like the heartbreaks that we've had. All of that was a part of the in totality part, mm-hmm. but it was because of him. So that's what I think of.
Yeah.
And he was working it out before you let people in on it. Let's just go ahead and get that known too.
For
you know,
sure.
He's been working it out before, you know, you let the world in on what that mm-hmm. looked like, you know, and there's power in vulnerability, and it takes vulnerability to shine light into the personal aspects of your life, mm-hmm. especially being somebody who was behind the scenes for a while, you know? So it's not only is this this person that we've seen back there, but like, this is that person at the forefront and this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So big kudos to that. And to me, in totality is it's another way that God shows that your gifts will make a way for you.
Mm.
Regardless of the circumstances, even in birthing something completely new.
Yeah.
He will still provide.
Yeah.
And through the same gift that was providing before in how, whatever way that was, you know, it's hard to describe with the, like the joy that comes to mind when you can kind of look back in the different ways that, that he's continued mm-hmm.
to provide. To work it out.
Yeah.
Especially over the last, I just can't believe that May is around the corner. Like mm-hmm. it just trips me out. And
I didn't even think about it like that, but it truly is. I mean,
it's almost been a year.
Wow.
Stuff kept happening every month, so the time did get away.
Every month is
it was every month.
No lie. From May until about, no, I'll say until December.
Yeah.
It's been cool. But it was something every single month. And what I love about what you said is that they're just now seeing, like when we introduced in totality, mm-hmm. y'all were late to the party.
Absolutely.
Lately.
Because we had been thugging this thing out and going through some stuff for months.
Absolutely.
I mean, months and going through it. And then in totality came. Mm-hmm. And what you're seeing now is just the fruits of what we have been doing when nobody watch, you know, seriously. Is there. And yeah. and I'm so thankful that I have you guys and that you're here every day and that we share this life together, because you're like having that accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I'm not just living one way behind the camera. Mm-hmm. And then getting on camera and being a different way.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And for all of us, Meg is my witness, Jordan's my witness. From your perspective, Jordan's my witness, and Jane
literally,
is my witness.
For sure. Literally. For like, sure. And I'm just thankful that you guys aren't like yes men. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm wrong, Jordan's going to tell me I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, Jay is going to be like,
I'm going to look at you like,
he's going to look.
He's going to
ask a question.
But you have to ask him. He's not just going to say it. You have to ask Jay permission to give his like opinion about stuff, which the last week I'm like, knock it off with that, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Tell me what you feeling. Like, you don't need permission, Jay.
For sure.
But I just am thankful because I need that accountability. I know I need that mm-hmm. accountability, and mm-hmm. I'm glad that God provided it in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because there are some people that will be your friend and tell you all, you know, mm-hmm. just look for ways to tell you all the ways that you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys, as equally as you guys correct me, is as equally as you guys are, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
pouring into me and encouraging me. And I pray that you guys feel the same, that sure. as equally as I'm correcting you
mm-hmm.
in ways or like, hey, that's not okay. I'm also like, hey, I love that you did that. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Without
like,
a
look
doubt.
At you, you know? And I and I just love that we've been able to create that, you know, healthy space with one another.
Yeah.
Definitely a heart of gratitude towards this space, this community that we've cultivated for sure.
Where do you guys see in totality in like 5 years?
I see a conference.
Girl, Jay, where do you see? Like, where do you see the
multiple
totality?
People sitting on the stage?
Global is my word.
We can do that too.
I was going to say global. We're global.
Well, I said conferences.
For sure.
Globally too.
Agreed.
Okay.
Global conferences?
I thought y'all were just going
to
talk
for about 200.
For sure, for 200.
Keep painting the picture. You're doing great.
Okay. So, like, you know, I'll use Atlanta because I don't have whatever, but the convention centers where they be having like the big things at. So like the stage, and then I'll give y'all the list of like my five people that I would want to see at a conference that I would want to go to. But if it's in totalities, Megan's going to come on at the end to give her, she's going to preach about repentance. So then we're going to have Jackie there. We're going to invite Preston, her husband. And if John Bevere can, if he can, we can get him on the screen or something. But they're going to do a little section for the men, because that's important too, because we want healthy homes. And then we're going to have, I have two Amen. More people.
Amen. Who are you thinking? Two more people. You got the Prestons or the Perrys. Sorry, the Prestons. The Perrys.
I want to see a Bevere's. Debate.
A debate? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jay, like a
Jay, wheel her in. Get her. now we're arguing on stage.
No, but we are
the debate with
the
who?
Faith, defending the faith.
To who though, Jordan? Who are we defending the
Other
faith
people
to?
That are still.
So we gonna invite people who don't believe.
No, we're gonna invite the believers and we're just gonna help them with the
We're gonna
things.
Equip them.
Yes.
So apologetics.
Yes.
You gonna need that.
Okay. Jay?
I don't mind being on the stage.
Yeah.
With other people.
No. You gonna do a whole sermon.
Oh yeah, 5 years, yeah. Run me the mic.
Pert. Run her the mic.
In totality, in 5 years, I see it's definitely providing for a lot of different people. I see the in totality department infiltrating a lot of different other businesses across the globe.
Jay's sticking to that.
I think the impact is beyond what any of us could even fathom. You know, I think that's already happening. Mm-hmm. There is no ceiling. There is no limit. You know, it's like whatever my mind can conjure up where it could be.
Because we didn't see this. I think that's the thing, is like, we didn't even see this.
Correct.
We started to see it as it was coming, but mm-hmm. we didn't, like, God has already surpassed like our expectations and imaginations of mm-hmm. what we thought. And, you know, like, even like with like the docuseries, like, how much I'm on Jay about, like, this isn't just my story. Mm-hmm. This is our story. This is us. Like, this is what in totality is. It's not just, you know, it's not me. Mm-hmm. It's the story of what God does in the ones that he loves when they receive his love and surrender.
Disney was the perfect icebreaker for the docuseries.
Yeah, it was. It was good.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't checked out the docuseries, you're missing out. Jay does a phenomenal job at documenting this journey that we're all on. And he's going to do a better job at including himself into that more, because that's the direction and that we're supposed to go into.
Only if y'all be so kind to have me.
Oh, boo. Jay gets on my nerves. Okay, top pet peeves, and then we'll get out of here.
That's how we're ending. That's our closing note.
No, we got to end on something good. What's your favorite scripture?
Okay, we'll end on that. Top pet peeves real quick. Go.
Go.
I won't go first.
No, you will. Go ahead. Lead us, man of God.
All right.
Deacon.
You have pet peeves?
I'm
trying. He has pet peeves of us. I'm talking about the pet peeves we have with it. Yeah, he has them.
What do I do?
Jordan, what do I do is crazy. What do I do? What don't you do? You're the one on his neck more than anybody.
A pet peeve, that's tough.
Jalen.
Let me go second.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go ahead, first. Jordan.
I'll keep it light.
There's tears. Understood.
Your alarm.
I was about to say, I know that's going to be her pet peeve. Mm.
You guys, me and Jay both are in the basement, and I don't
it's
even
a
think
nice
I'm a light.
It's finished. It has a kitchenette. Do not.
Oh, yeah. It's not like
spacious.
Children under the
stairs. Yeah, I'm like, like.
Yeah, but I be in my room, but I don't sleep with my door closed, because I feel like if I close my door, that's rude to Jay, because it's like, I don't know. I just wouldn't want anybody to do that to me.
Oh, that's so
but
nice. Did you know that?
See? I didn't.
See?
She loves you. That's so sweet. But he be in a deep sleep, and sometimes his alarm goes off at 5 or whatever time his alarm go off and I'm still asleep. He presses snooze. But Jay's that's for anybody.
But Jay's just loud. So let's just make that the pet peeve. Because when he gets
I said
up,
I was going to keep it light.
Well, I'm just. Okay. My bad.
My light
because that was my
peeve was his alarm clock, because he keeps pressing snooze instead of stop, so it goes off every 5 minutes. And mind you, I have to get up at 6:30 every day. Jay doesn't necessarily have to. So by the time
he does for Soho,
yeah,
she pee all over our house
at 5 in the morning sometimes. But yeah, I just don't like when he keep pressing snooze, because I just got to keep hearing it over and over and over. And then he'll stop it. Then I'll go back to sleep and wake up 5 minutes later because it's going right back off. And I'm just like, that don't even annoy you, Jay.
You said you was going to keep it late.
Oh, yeah.
What's your pet peeve of mine? Don't be. She's about to go. Because I'm just like, Jay, not you really trying to figure out why his car caught up.
No,
like,
but I do be struggling. Why is it? What's snooze and stop. Just stop it.
This is a no look stop. My eyes are still closed.
But after the third time, you have to open them and you have to just press stop.
At least you're under the impression you have to. I show otherwise.
That's crazy.
Jalen. Yeah.
And some, it's such a no look. What I mean by no,
she's saying you have to, because you're waking her up. You have to open your eyes and just hit stop and stop assuming that you know.
If I open my eyes enough just to stop it, I'm going to oversleep.
So you keep your eyes closed?
No. You're not snoozing because you plan on getting up, because you snooze 8 times. Whatever you were supposed to get up for, I'm sure you're late.
This is news to me. I didn't know it was 8.
I'm sorry. This wasn't a good idea.
I'd give it 3 to 4.
No, Jay, this last time?
Okay. So what do you don't like about me? Tell me.
I laughed at my camera roll because I thought I was snoozing and I was screenshotting.
You're just pressing anything at this point.
I'm panicking because I know now I'm considering you.
Because you know she's about to go in on you as soon as she gets a second.
I don't. It's like.
That's funny.
This is an awful first impression for a day. Nobody wants to start your day off and irritated.
She's like, yeah, tell me about it. Do you have a pet peeve yet? You're still thinking. Okay, what's your pet peeve, Amar? Not too much. I know how I get on your nerves the most, probably.
How do you think?
My like ADHD moments.
Well, I was going to say that.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Because I don't, because it's like, that is like, this is like,
keeping you waiting. Like, you hate that.
I've gotten over that.
For sure you've gotten better. For sure you got better.
I don't like when, like, you complain about my fidgeting, but you fidget all the time. But I know it's because I don't say anything, but it's just like, you know, you do the same thing
with my feet. Yes,
with your feet, with your nails.
What I do with my nails?
Like, you're just always picking and doing something. You get mad at me when I clean under my nails
because I hear.
I know, but I just feel like me seeing you move and do that, because you don't even like me rocking,
Jordan. Because when you rock, you don't just like, I can deal with you doing this maybe. Jordan be like.
You would not be able to deal with me doing that. You're so I'm just, it's just soothing.
That drives me insane.
It's just my pet peeve that you do a lot of things that I see and that I ignore. Because I'm like, she's.
But it doesn't bother you. It bothers me.
I know, but it just, when you do say something, that's when it bothers
me. But you can tell me, like, you're fidgeting. But it, and I'll stop.
I don't, because it really don't bother me. It just bothers me until you tell me.
It bothers me.
Yeah, I know. But it's just a pet peeve of mine when you tell me and I know that I ignore you. Like, it's a pet peeve that I don't care. My
pet peeve is your pet peeve. Mm-hmm. Got it. Do you have your pet peeve?
I've got one.
What?
It's super light.
Mine? Ooh. Of me? Yeah. Not you started with me. Dang, okay.
It's so nothing major.
Whatever.
This is going to be interesting. What?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you pick up on?
Everything. He just don't say nothing. What?
No, you don't.
What?
You will let the noise go off in the car because you still haven't put on your seatbelt. we have to get about maybe 20 minutes into the ride before it's like, let me just go ahead and put
it
this
doesn't,
on.
It doesn't. It goes off. It stops beeping after 3 times.
Your car gives up on you.
Yeah.
Volkswagen.
And I wait for it to give up on me. Yes. I'll put it on when I'm ready to put it on.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do. That's pride. Yes, I need to deal with that. But don't tell me what to do. I'll put it on when
I'm
ready.
If I had to have a pet peeve, that would be it. Because that also affects what I do. I'm recording and like, if I don't say something.
Somebody's going to say something.
They're going to say something in the comments. I know she hear that going on.
Okay. I'll put my seatbelt on.
I know she
That's a bad, like, seriously, I have to do better. It's not all the time. It's most of the time. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
It's not all the time.
It's not all the time.
Okay. What's your pet peeve of her?
She's like, yeah, get off me.
Yeah, get off me. Hate when you do that.
No. Because.
Wow, that's not your pet peeve?
Absolutely not.
You should have had one ready.
You're right.
Or can you just not find one?
No, he can.
If I had a pet peeve.
Please, don't hold your tongue.
I can show him where they at.
Give me all of them.
I feel like this is about to be, okay. I feel like this is about to be a conversation in the office.
No. For sure.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
What you said.
Or
anytime we do it, we're gonna be like, I thought you said
right. No,
for sure. Definitely gonna remind you.
Mm-hmm. Come on, we gotta go, y'all. Come on.
Your impatience.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's a good one. That's a good Everybody one. Hates that about me. Even my mom.
You hate that about you.
Impatient.
You hate that about yourself. I'll be in
traffic by Jordan. Calm down.
And I'll say this. I think it's not just the impatience. It's when the you offer a way to be patient, and you just shoot that down because you just want to be true to you.
What offer? What? How do you?
Because Jay's optimistic. Because Jay's optimistic. He's like, well, you could see it like this, or maybe you know, yeah, and then we'll sure. be like, Jay.
Is that how I sound?
Not the optimistic. Sorry.
It's fine. I mean, if yeah, it is,
it's. I mean, I didn't mean it to. I guess I shouldn't have said it. Like
I could be Barney. That's fine.
Barney doesn't sound like that.
It's not Barney. Okay, my pet peeve of Jordan is when she fidgets.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's when you fidget. And Jay, my pet peeve of Jay. Ooh, my pet peeve is when Jay is standing around.
Oh my gosh.
And he's just standing there. And I don't know what he needs. I don't know what he's looking for. And he's just like watching Jay from my office, because I can see my kitchen from the office, and watching him go back and forth and then just stand there. I just be like, Jay, what do you need? And he'll be like, thank you. I need da-da-da-da. I think that's the only, and that's like a big sister. Jalen. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. That's
definitely what are you doing.
But Jalen needs us. That's why we're in his life. Right?
I'll stop you when you're lying, sister.
favorite Bible verse.
James 1, 2 through 4 is good.
You said James. The book of James.
The book of James is great, but I just love the way he comes in, you know, just saying, consider it joy, you know, all the trials and tribulations that you experience in life. For they allow you for perseverance to not only pursue, but do its work.
Yeah.
And then when perseverance finishes its work, you lack nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's all that's really big on perspective.
Yeah.
Because we can't change our circumstances, but we can change how we look at it. Mm-hmm. And starting with the first word, consider it.
Consider it.
Yeah. Pure joy. It means in reality and physically how this feels to you, it may not be pure joy, but consider it.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. We love the James. Mm-hmm. We love James.
Yep.
Jordan, what's your favorite?
I think I got a new one. It's John 14:15. If you love me, then you will follow my commands. I think not verbatim, but yes, that's what it says. Because in this stage I am in now with God and reading Crazy Love, like the whole radical thinking, mm-hmm. I'm just going to go ahead and accept that I am a radical Christian. Mm-hmm. And I
love that.
I feel that way, especially talking to other people when I'm explaining to them, like, why I'm obedient, because at the end of the day I'm explaining my obedience. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not even because I want to get to heaven, I don't want to get in trouble, it's because I do love God. Like, after reflecting and like seeing how he's been in my life, even when I was ignoring him, didn't have a relationship with him, and he's just kept me, it's like, oh, I love him. Like, because that's how I love people, like Jay and Megan. My love is real and it's very strong. And it's like, once I develop a relationship with you and I develop love for you, it is like, there's nothing that you couldn't or could ask me to do that I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not about what I get in return. It's not about what's going to happen. If I did all this stuff and God forbid I do go to hell, I wouldn't regret it. Cause it's like, I'm being an image bearer of him. Yeah. Like if it was all fake. What I mean.
Yeah.
But so that's a, because it's really like, if you love me, you'll follow my commands. Not if anything else.
Not if it's I do not, for you. Yeah. Not if I do what you want me to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not I'm scared to get in trouble. I don't want this to happen, or I don't want this. No. Yeah. I genuinely love him.
Aww. I think my favorite scripture right now, I know it's in Proverbs, but trust in the Lord with all your heart
and lean not into your own understanding. I think that's where I'm at right now. So that's, you know, is really trusting God and trusting, because this is hard. This isn't easy. Like you guys know, because you see all the behind the scenes, this is really hard for me. I don't think people realize like how difficult it is for me to get in front of a camera. It is not easy for me at all. And, but I really just trust in the Lord. Like I really do. And I'm so thankful for all that he's done. And yeah, that's my favorite. That's my favorite one. But thank you guys for joining. I know it won't be the last time, but they've been asking. They want to know, Jordan and Jay, who are they? Where are they? Where are they? How did the, where, how did you guys get so close? So I hope that was able, we were able to answer some of those questions for you guys. But if you really want to see more of our relationship and the dynamic of the three of us and how we kind of live this thing out, because that's what in totality is. It's understanding, you know, who God called us to be and really living it out in real and becoming, more and more like Christ by crucifying our flesh and sacrifice and all the things. And so if you want to see more of that, please check out Patreon.
That's where you're going.
That's
join the village.
Join the village, man. It's up in the village,
man.
And we be talking on there.
We be talking on the live.
They're always going to keep it. But docuseries, I'll be a little more slick with my mouth.
Y'all, I'm so thankful that y'all joined us for another episode.
Thanks for having us. This was an honor and a privilege and a huge step outside of where my comfort zone has lied for a long time.
Yeah.
Which is behind the camera. So.
Well, I'm thankful that you're in front of the camera because people, you have things to say and you're an amazing, both of you guys are amazing people and just contribute so much to my life. And I'm just so thankful for the both of you. And I'm excited for where God has taken us. This year and all the years beyond. After that and beyond.
We're going places.
Yeah.
Thanks for trusting us and letting us in your home. And at the end of the day, you still have, those are like your kids. So it's like you trust us.
Yeah. Because I don't trust nobody with my kids. But I do trust y'all. But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of In Totality with my besties, Jay and Jordan, the Hut headquarters.
That's right.
Hut captains. I don't even know what else to say, but I love y'all. I love
join
you too.
Join Patreon.
Join Patreon. Make sure you subscribe to this channel and get you some real friends, some real ones, some loyal ones.
Or if not, just join the village because real friends are not out there. Like, it's not. People have a different definition of friendship, love, and Christianity. If you want the real definition, follow Patreon. Subscribe to Patreon.
Subscribe to Patreon.
And to the people who are in my circle that are going to see this, you support me by supporting this village. So join Patreon. Join the village. You want to see what we got going on.
It's on there.
It's where you find it.
It's where you find us. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Peace.
Hey, you guys, before you go, I just wanted to say how grateful I am for your love and support. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment and share it with a friend or a family member. If you could do me one huge favor, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and a heartfelt review. It helps others just like you discover the podcast. You guys, let's continue to spread the inspiration. For more about me and the podcast, visit www.themeganashley.com. Until next time, stay encouraged that you are so valued and so loved.